once that season finishes, you suddenly realise that, you know, from a player's perspective, you're into this great area. You know, you're going to get selected, you're going to pick up a knock, you've got 4 internationals prior to the World Cup actually starting. So I think all the players now will just be focusing on getting ready. All the fans are getting a little taster, you know, and hopefully, you know, I think it's August the 6th, the World Cup's in Leeds, and, you know, get a lot of people to come down and see it. And you know, hopefully, even from a Scotsman point of view, you know, that England do well. And I think it's great for the game if you know, the Northern Hemisphere teams do really well, I think.
One thing I've always wondered when I'm putting my world chart up before a football or a rugby World Cup and planning where I'm going to be for the games is, do the pros, do the players and the coaches look forward to it as much as the fans?
Yeah, I mean, I, as I said earlier, you've got 4 internationals prior to this now, and you've got 4, you know, games that you want to impress, and you want to try and cement your place, because that last memory is really important going into the first game. And that first game, whether it's against one of the top nations or one of the second tier nations, it's irrelevant. You want to be playing in that first game. The big hype up to it, the whole fans' enjoyment and the whole country getting behind it to support whatever team they're from. I think players do thrive on that. But the thing is, you can't look too far ahead. They've got to make sure they've gone through their mindset of X amount of weeks pre-season training, X amount of weeks preparing for the pre-World Cup matches, and then when that comes around, make sure you're fit and ready to go.
Yeah, we've got two pool games in Leeds. How important is that for the area of Yorkshire, do you think?
Well, I think it's huge. Whether it's a Rhino supporter, or whether it's a Yorkshire Cricket supporter or Yorkshire Carnegies, you know, World Cups don't come around very often. And to get, you know, 2 matches in Leeds itself is great. And I think, you know, you must encourage people to go along, and we have to all try and make sure that we do. And obviously, from a playing point of view, when you're in that situation, you want to make sure that you show your talents well, because this player is going to be travelling from all over the world to try and get contracts, to try and stay in this country. You see how many Southern Hemisphere players that are coming over. So, you know, it's a big showcase, and it's one that players generally thrive on. And I think for Yorkshire, it's great to get, you know, 2 games, and you know, some games in Manchester too, but are not too far away.
Now, Yorkshire's primarily a rugby league area. Mm. How important is it we make the most of these games and raising the profile of the game in Yorkshire?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's about, you know, obviously that profile for the whole of Yorkshire. Leeds is such a big, you know, rugby league area, and they do so well in Leeds sort of catchment part of it. So, you know, there's a broader part. Yorkshire's got something like 86 rugby clubs, so there's plenty there to be coming along and supporting. And again, there'll be fans that will go from both codes. But ultimately, you know, the key part is just everyone getting behind it, wherever, you know, in Yorkshire, and coming and watching and trying to, you know, just get a taste of it. As I say, it doesn't come around very often. 99 was the last time it was in the UK. So, you know, it's important that we all go along.
At Leeds, there is this attitude towards trying to develop both codes together. Do you think the other rugby league clubs in Yorkshire could do more to maybe raise the profile of rugby union during the World Cup?
No, I think the key thing for me probably is, you know, they are different and they've got their own domestic leagues at a different time, and the rugby league's going through their own domestic season, which they have to focus on that, and they're getting to that playoff stage. So, you know, by the time the World Cup's around, you know, there'll be the end of who's going to be the champions. And I think they'll focus on their own jobs in hand, and you would expect them to do so. But the rugby clubs all over Yorkshire need to all, you know, try and, you know, combine their thoughts and their support for any team that's playing in Yorkshire, and also support in England as much as possible.